There are more people in the U.S. over 65 than ever before, and one in 22 of those older Americans is now living in a homeless shelter. By the year 2020, some 60,000 elderly are expected to be homeless. Why? Well, as the cost of living goes up, many older citizens find it hard to get new jobs or start second careers. If they had savings, many were wiped out, and they're living on fixed incomes. Rose Aguilar is the host of the radio program Your Call on KALW in San Francisco. She recently spent 3 months investigating the problems of older homeless women in that city and wrote about it in The Nation and joins us now. Rose, welcome.
Thank you.
And, you know, we feel we see the homeless, but you remind us we don't see them.
Especially the women. If you visit San Francisco, and I've met so many tourists who come here and say, I can't believe you have so many homeless people on the streets. Well, you'll notice that 95% of them are men because the streets of San Francisco are far too dangerous for women. And so the women are mostly invisible. Mm. And the women that I found, they don't, quote, look homeless. We've got that media image of the guy on the corner screaming. Well, these women take good care of themselves. They don't have tattered clothing. They don't smell. They might be riding on Muni or BART, our public transportation system, sitting next to you, and you don't even know it.
And they'll be riding all day, every day, because that's a place where they can maybe catch a nap.
Exactly. 56-year-old Marcia, who's been homeless for 6 years, says that she'll ride the train all day long because it's safe. And, you know, Marcia is a really good example of the women that I met. Her mom passed away. Marcia had a stroke. She and her sister were supposed to share the sale of her mother's home. Her sister took the money and left the state. And then Marcia got hit by a car. Now she's homeless. She's living on a fixed income of $800 or $900 a month. This is about the average that I found. Now imagine living in an expensive city like San Francisco, where studio apartments are now running $2,000 a month. Mm. So Marcia was living in an SRO, which is a single room, in one of those sort of old motels. They don't have a kitchen, and so she spent half of her money on rent and then half of her money on food. And she said, I've never been so poor. Mm. So she left the SRO, and the only alternative is the shelter system.
Well, so there you have it. I mean, although there are also, of course, the tragically mentally ill who
right.
fall through the cracks, there are those stories. But here's somebody who is just on the edge and fell through the crack. Tell us another story. We remember reading about Susan. She's 65 years old. Here she's explaining to you why she can't afford a place to live.
I have Social Security, and because I was a housewife and I was on disability, would you like the amount? $400 a month.
That's it. Yep. And do you have family? Or?
I'm not close. I have 6 children, but I'm not close to them at this point. I have lived with my family in the past, but it just didn't work out.
Susan is a really good example of what we're seeing in this country. So she's from Wisconsin. She got divorced. Her husband remarried. For some reason, she only talks to one of her 6 children. She decided to move to California because of the weather. She ended up in Los Angeles on Skid Row, which is horrific, for 2 weeks. Now she's in a winter shelter, and she'll be kicked out in March. So she's only got, a week left in the shelter, and she doesn't know where she's going to go. And I'm really glad you brought up the point about mental illness, because when I approached women, I obviously didn't know what their background was like, but when I would approach a woman with a mental illness, she would start yelling at me or make no sense or change her story. So I could not get the stories of the women with mental illnesses. I was really only able to get the stories of the women who 5-10 years ago were not homeless. And to this day, they say it's still so shocking. In fact, Marcia said, I didn't even know this world existed before I became part of it.
Well, Susan had that same thought. Here she is reflecting on, you know, ending up homeless.
You always think it's someone else. And when you're in this situation, it's like you can't believe it's you. And I think you think that your family will be there for you and they're not. And I hear that quite often.
Well, that's just remarkable. What else struck you, Rose, when you were out meeting these women?
You know, at the end of the day, it's really, really hard to be homeless. I did not realize this. So if you're in a shelter, you've got to wake up at 3 a.m, take a bus, go to a center to get in line at 4 a.m. to get a number for a shelter because they're run by a lottery system. So you're out on the sidewalk from 4 a.m. until 7 a.m. Okay, then you get your ticket. Maybe you get a bed if you're lucky. you won't be able to go to that shelter until 5 p.m., so you have all day to kill. And all this time, you might have a bag that you're dragging. So this, I can't even imagine my mother, who's in good shape, doing this.
Well, there was a time when, as you were told by people in San Francisco, that even back in, way back in 1992, it was rare that you'd see people, homeless women over 50. Now you are able to find many of them on the streets, and we're looking at other stats in New York. The median age of the homeless population in New York City went from 28 to 42 over just a few years up till 2005. The homeless population in Massachusetts increased among those 55 and older from 8% in 1999 to 14% in 2003. We presume it's risen since then as well because the population is getting older. In your research, what's the sense of what's to be done with these people?
The main reason why we're here is because there's no affordable housing. In San Francisco alone, the public housing waiting list has over 24,000 people on it. So what are we going to do with these people? You know, we come in with these expensive consultants, we put together these five-year plans, and nothing changes. It's just getting worse. This issue is exploding. You might not see it. It might not be hitting you in the face now. But by 2050, these numbers are expected to double.
Well, and as we started by saying, you might not see it because you might not know what you're looking at. Do you find yourself now, Rose, when you're traveling around the city, you know, maybe an older woman sits next to you or you're on the train, do you find yourself thinking, I wonder?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's what started this project. I was on the bus about a year ago at 3 in the morning, and most of the people on a bus at 3 in the morning just are coming home from the bars. And I sat next to an older woman who was nicely dressed, but she had dirt under her fingernails. And the reporter in me, of course, was wondering, why is she on this bus? So I sat next to her, I started talking with her, and I said, do you mind me asking why you're riding the bus so late? And she said, well, I'm on my way to a 24-hour coffee shop. And I said, why? And she said, well, I don't have a place to sleep tonight, and the owner lets me sleep in the booth. And I said, is this common? And she said, oh, it's more common than you think. Yeah. Go to a coffee shop. You'll find us.
And down the rabbit hole you go.
And down the rabbit hole I went. And I never could get that out of my mind. And that's what sparked this investigation.
That's Rose Aguilar. Her investigation into older homeless women on the streets of San Francisco has resulted in an article in The Nation. She's also the host of the radio program Your Call on KALW in San Francisco. Rose, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
By the way, tender topic, but maybe one you're familiar with and never thought you might be or have a relative who is. Love to hear that story at hereandnow.org. Back in a minute, here and now.